Hello.
Hello, there, it's Susie.
Speaking.
Hello, Susie. It's just been giving you a call from MMA Legal. Regards to the redress scheme. Is now a good time for you, Susie?
Yeah, that's sure, yeah.
Yeah, no worries. That's not a problem then. So, Susie, like I said, ask you a couple of questions. We'll get an understanding about, obviously, what abuse she's been through while you've been in the homes and ensure, obviously, we get every bit of information jotted down. So, just to confirm, Susie, I've got your name as Susie Courtney. Is that correct?
It's Suzanne Courtney, but I've called Susie.
Okay, perfect. So Suzanne, let's have that down for you. So is it S-U-Z-A-N-N-E? Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Fantastic, Susie. And we've got a telephone number of the one we're calling you on today. Is it the best one for you?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Susie, could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please?
22-1-81.
Great stuff. And just your door number and postcode where you live at the moment.
86, and it's EH477NJ.
November, Julia, is that one, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you say EH477NJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So let's have a look for that one for you. It's coming up at Beechwood Road, is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Yep, and it's number 86, you say, Susan, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. You first called Susie, sorry, I do apologise.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Susie, no problem. Next question, have you ever been known by any other names?
Suzanne Courtney is my maiden name, but I've been married and since divorced.
Yeah, what was the name when you were married, my love?
It was Spence, S-P-E-N-C-E.
Fantastic, no problem there. Okay. And Susie, how old are you at the moment?
45,
fantastic. Okay. And Susie, like I say, what are your parents' names? So your parents' names?
So my mum... who's passed away is Helen, yep. Conker Aiken is her maiden name.
Yeah, how you spell that one?
Aiken, A-I-T-K
yep.
For kilo, E-N for November.
Yeah, perfect. And you said she had a different name as well. Was it Smith?
Yeah, her married name is Smith.
Smith, okay, perfect. And what about your father, if you know his name?
It's David Courtney. David Ronald Courtney.
Ronald Courtney, okay. Wrong for you. Okay. Do you know where you lived before you went into Clare there, Susan?
So it wasn't like I'm home, it was foster care.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. Where did you live before you went into foster care?
Well, I've lived all over, this is the thing, so it would be difficult to say.
No, that's fine. If you don't know anything, Susie, it's not a problem.
No,
say there's a question that I ask you and you're not too sure about it, just let us know, it's not a problem. We just like to get as much information as possible. I'll put not applicable there because, like I say, we'll get back from the local authority when we start the claim for you anyway. What about any siblings? Have you got any brothers or sisters?
So I have a younger sister, but I don't have contact with her. I don't have any contact with any of my siblings.
No, that's fine. The only reason we do ask these questions is when we do a search for your records with the local authority. For example, if we just put Susan Courtney, there may be a lot of people called that. And as you know, with when it was you would have been in care, they didn't really have it all backed up on a computer, so they have to go through like old records and such.
Okay.
If we've got, say, like your parents' names and your brother and sister's names, it helps us locate your documents a lot quicker.
So I was in foster care with my younger sister, and she's Jennifer... Carolyn Aiken.
Yep, perfect. And any others as well?
I wasn't in foster care with any of my other siblings.
Okay, no problem. And what was the local authority you was actually cared under? You know,
Edinburgh Council.
Edinburgh, fantastic. So Edinburgh. Okay. And do you know what age you was placed into care as well?
From birth, in and out of foster care. From birth right up to 16, I was on the at-risk register.
Okay. And did you move into a couple of foster parent houses or was it just the one?
No, I was in and out of foster care the whole way through. So I've had multiple foster carers. So I would be in foster care, then my mum would be deemed as well again, so I'd be put back into her care. Then she would get unwell again, so I'd go back into foster care, and it was just a pattern the whole way through until I was 16.
No, I can imagine. Now, with the abuse, do you know which foster care has the abuse happened at? You know, the where he faced the abuse?
So
is that what it's been?
It was more, when I say I feel that I was more let down by social work department,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
The abuse was more...
like neglect, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. And when you was in the foster homes and such, so was the, like, you know... mean to you at all? Was the, you know, would they speak to you in a manner? Would they hit you at all? Anything along those lines?
So when I was in kinship care with my sister, and I have
yep.
had a payout for the
yep.
abuse that I received from my brother-in-law. I've had a payout
yep.
for that one, but I feel I was let down by social services. Because
yeah.
I tried to sign myself into a children's home, and I was screaming out to the social work that
yeah.
this isn't right. You know, I'm not safe. You know, I was trying to tell my social worker that I'm not safe here, but without using the words, without verbalising it, because I was being sexually
yeah.
abused by my brother-in-law.
Okay.
And I was trying to... verbalise that by signing myself into a children's home.
Yeah.
But my social worker didn't pick up on it, and I'm trying and trying and trying to sign myself into a children's home to get away from what
yeah.
I should be in a safe environment. So I feel my social
yeah.
worker let me down, and that's what I'm
no,
trying to pursue.
Okay, no problem. And in regards to the claim, Susan, we do have to ask this question, so... if something was to happen to you, God forbid it does, within the next year, and you're not here to collect the money, who would you like your beneficiary to be if we do get you some money back?
My children.
Children. And what can you just name one of them, just so we can have it down to the form?
Daniel Spence.
Daniel Spence. Okay. That's fine. Okay. Let's have these details down for you. Oh, give me a second. System crashed a little there. Okay, Daniel Spence.
Sean Spence.
Sean Spence as well.
And Hannah Spence.
So so what would best stop doing for that one? He's just putting... yeah, no, it's understandable, Emma.
Yeah.
What would best stop doing for that one? He's just putting the oldest down, because they both contact only one person, you see. At the time, if you want the money to be split equally, I know that's how my mum would do it, for example. So if you want that to happen, it's not a problem. I can put a note on here to say they're the beneficiary speaker, but it's not to all go to them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just a bit of an understanding now, really, is your statement. So you feel like, obviously, you was a bit neglected because you passed from foster carer back to, obviously, your mum's house as well. And things was happening, obviously, behind closed doors, and you were trying to get yourself, you know, into a children's home. While you
mm-hmm.
was in, I know, obviously, we're going to make a note of all that for you, but while you was in any of these foster homes, did any kind of physical, mental, or even sexual abuse happen in any of those?
Not in any of the other foster homes, only when I was in kinship care of my sister.
Okay. Writing these details down for it. Okay. From foster care to another house. So you can just elaborate a little more. So when you was being moved from foster care back to your mum's, was it a regular occurrence? Is it quite often?
Yeah, was it? Yeah. Yeah, so it maybe be
yeah.
like every few years.
Yeah. Okay. And what was, you don't mind me asking, what was your, I know you said they'd let you move back in when she was a bit more well. Was it like
so
drinking? Was it mental health?
No, she had paranoid schizophrenia.
Okay. So when you got started with that, you take care of me. So your mother was a paranoid schizophrenic. Okay. You feel let down by the local authorities, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so two things we do need from you there, Susie, to actually do the claims for you. We do require photo IDs, so either a driving licence, a passport, or a bus pass.
Mm-hmm.
That could be any of those. It doesn't need to be illegal. And like I say, a bus pass will be fine. And then we just need a letter dated in the last 3 months. Just to prove you are who you are. So when we go to local authority, we can say, okay, so we've got Susie's details here. This is her as a person, and this is where she lives. And then they won't have any records, so, you know, they won't have any answer about this, right? So let me send this over to you. So with the letters, like I say, the letter and the ID, nice and easy the way of sending it, Susie. We use WhatsApp Messenger, a business WhatsApp Messenger. So if you can just get those documents for me, Susie, all I'll need to do is just take a picture of each of them, but include all four corners of each of those. So if you're able to do that now, that'll be great for me.
I need to send you out a form. I'm sitting in the car. I've just literally pulled in from home to work.
Yeah.
I can send you my driving license, but I'll need to dig out a letter.
I've got a hospital letter
in the house, so I could send that when I get in.
Yeah, perfect. If you want to send the ID for now, that'll be great. Actually, once you get home, just send the letter. That'll be perfect.
Okay.
Because while you're doing that, like I say, I'm just putting all these details on your file for you. And then the last thing we need from you now, once we've done that, Susie, is just a document signing, which of course gives us the authority to go to the authorities, not the authorities, sorry, the local authority, get the correct details we need, okay?
Okay.
So while you're doing that, I'm just going to add this on here, so using Foster. Yeah, sorry. Let's have a look. Just to confirm, Susie, so you were born in 1981, and you said you've been in and out of care for 16 years, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was on the, what they call the at-risk register.
Yeah. No, that's understandable. Like I say, with what you've been through, Susie, as well, you know, being moved from Pill, I suppose, you know, I bet that wasn't the best as well. You know, you finally get a home somewhere and then you get moved back somewhere or get pulled out of there. It's not really the best scenario, is it, at the end of the day? So let me know once you've sent the ID over, Susie, and then what I'll do is I'll send this document over to see to give it a quick sign and press one button, my love. Take you 2 minutes maximum, not even that, maybe 30
seconds.
That's
the driving license over.
Perfect, Susie, that's come through to us. So, Susie, if you look at your text messages or your email now, you should have a text message or an email from myself. My name is Ben Jacobs, and it'll say, please click here to proceed with your documents. It'll be from the claims system. All you need to do, Susie, like I say, once you click it, if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a box which just says sign here and a button which says execute all documents. Now, with this, Susie, there are three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct other courts under a private agreement. So we do not participate in the government legal fee schemes. If you do choose one, of course, it would be under the private agreement. The great news is with ourselves, Susie, it's a no-win, no-fee agreement. So if you are unsuccessful in any way, shape or form, you will not be charged. Only on a successful claim, the solicitors ask for a fee of 16%. Including VAT, it works out at 20%. But like I say, we are one of the cheapest in the country for this at the moment. So that should be on your phone. Have you seen that one? Has that come through for you, Susie?
Yeah,
perfect. So once you've signed it, Susie, all you need to do is press execute all documents. And then, of course, once you get in, just send that letter over and we can proceed with that for you. Let me know once you've done that and I'll be able to forward it through for you.
Okay, that's the two with you.
Yep, that's all done for us, Susie. Thank you for all that. So like I say, Susie, once you get in your house, just send a picture of the letter over and then we'll send this over for review. Now, with these claims, as you may know from the past, they do take between 8 months to a year to proceed with.
Yeah.
Actually, the average we're getting back for clients at the moment, if they've had a refund or not, is around £45,000. We're going to need to get that back for you. Like I say, sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. All really depends on the level of neglect and the level of care you faced, and just basic things like that. But if you do need me at all, Susie, you've got the WhatsApp. You can either ring this number back or you can message the WhatsApp and I'll be able to assist you. But like I say, once you get that letter, it's vital you get it sent over to us, Susie, okay?
Okay, no worries, I will do.
Perfect. No problem. Well, thank you very much for your time, Susie, obviously.
Okay.
I do appreciate your time, okay?
Okay, thanks, then. Thank you.
Hello.
Bye. 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 Bye.